Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and this is episode number 191. We have our resident cellular healing specialist, Dr. Dan Pompa, on the line. And today we welcome a very special guest, Trina Felber. And we have an exciting topic for you guys today, and especially for our ladies out there, but I think this affects all of us. And we're going to be talking about healthy skincare and our body care products and how they affect our health in a really, really important way, and very much at the cellular level. Trina has an amazing story to share with us and some incredible products that we're really excited to bring to our CHTV listeners and viewers as well. So we've got a lot of fun things to talk about today. Before we delve in, let me tell you a little bit more about Trina. Trina Felber is the founder and creator of Primal Life Organics. She's a true 21st century natural modern woman, as her life roles include wife, mother of three, certified registered nurse anesthetist, yogi, paleo advocate, and educator. By nature, she loves creating products that heal, soothe, mend, and repair the body and soul. So welcome to Cellular Healing TV, Trina. We are so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
You know, Trina, thank you for being here. And I love your products, by the way.
Thank you.
Number one, because they're non-toxic. And not only are they not non-toxic, you know, the ingredients go beyond being non-toxic into organic. And today with GMO, glyphosate, more chemicals, you have to go beyond, in my opinion. So I was thoroughly impressed. And I absolutely loved, you know, the products for sure on myself. So blessed to have you here. You know, something that we talk, you know, about on this show all the time is hidden sources of toxins and how that affects our DNA, our cells, drives cellular inflammation, turns on bad genes, leads to bad hormones, right? And I put at the top of the list skincare products, hidden source. And it almost frustrates me because I've had this conversation again and again with people. And ladies, I don't want to target you here, but I'm going to. You won't give up your skincare. You know, I had the battle with my wife, and it took many articles and me preaching and teaching to her, you know, and finally, you know, she gave up her evil ways. But you ladies, you get stuck on these things. And men, I'm going to pick on you too, because you don't think it matters. And you think that your deodorant, or, you know, maybe what you're using in your teeth, you know, for your toothbrush, you don't think it matters either, you know, but ladies, on average, you have quadruple the amount of chemicals going into your body than a man, many of them causing cancer and dysregulating our hormones. And Trina, I have to say, your story, ladies, listen to this story, because you didn't just fall into this, you know, no doubt, you know, from pain to purpose. So tell them your story and how you got into this. And I hope everybody's listening.
Well, absolutely. And thank you. I agree. Skincare is something I never thought about. So how this all began for me, my background's in nursing. I'm a nurse anesthetist, and I started my nursing career in the burn center. So my love and passion has always been about the skin. But when I was 39, turning 40, my husband, I just graduated from anesthesia school. My husband and I wanted to go somewhere really nice to get married because we knew we were going to try and start a family right away. So we went to Fiji, we got married, and lo and behold, I got pregnant on the honeymoon. And I was super excited because here I am, 40 years old, thinking I'm going to have problems. And we came home, and at week 7, I miscarried. And I was completely devastated, mainly because I felt like I was really healthy. I was in tune with my body. I'd given up a lot of the processed foods and sugars. We exercised, and I just felt super healthy. So I was taken back by the fact that something happened. And I knew that if there was something in my environment or something I could change, I had to figure it out. So I was really in tune to everything. I luckily got pregnant very quickly. I was at week 7. I was getting up, getting ready for work, and I picked up my moisturizer, and I glanced at the ingredients probably for the first time and realized that there were toxins in there. And it blew my mind because here I am pregnant, and you know, I know the skin's the largest organ. I know it absorbs everything. You know, in the medical field, we put things topically on and within 5 minutes you can see the blood pressure drop or whatever happened. So you know that things get absorbed. So here I was blown away by the fact that there were toxins, endocrine disruptors, cancer-causing ingredients. And all I could think about was, how is this affecting this new life inside me? So I ditched everything. I thought, you know what, if I can't make it, I'm not going to use it. And I went on this warpath of throwing everything out and starting from scratch. And that's basically how I got started. I realized that I needed to make a change. And it's really, like you said, it's a hidden danger with infertility on the rise. And all of the issues that not only women have, but even children are having, we're not looking at what we're putting on our skin. And it's right. not. It's not just one product, it's in every single product we're using.
Yes.
And women especially can use up to 15 products a day. And if those 15 products each have 5 or 6 different ingredients that are causing cancer, or they're known cancer causing ingredients, they're known endocrine disruptors, and your hormonal system, like you said, is part of your endocrine system. Mm-hmm. And if it's disrupting your hormones, it could cause problems with fertility, and with fertility on the rise, you know, we really just have to make that correlation.
Yeah. So, I mean, talk about some of the common chemicals, the big ones you see in most cosmetics, makeup, skin, you know, whatever women are putting on. So, you know, talk about that, and then talk about some of the products that are the most dangerous as well.
Well, it's in like almost every product. So when we're talking about products, I'm talking about, you know, what you wash your face with, what you wash your hands with. So soap. So they have triclosan in them. They have SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate. And one of the things I love to talk about, because people don't think about this, but water, to me, more than any other ingredient in skincare, water to me is one of the most dangerous, and it's listed usually as the first ingredient, which means that product can contain up to 90% water. And when you take a double look at it, you need to look at whether it's purified or not. And chances are it's not purified, which means it's tap water. And there's toxins that we don't even know about and heavy metals in tap water. So yeah. Almost every single skincare product lists water as the first ingredient. And to me, that's probably one of the worst ingredients, just because we look at it and we go, oh, it's just water, it's harmless. But it's really not, because we don't really know what's in it.
Well, even when you go to you buy something at Whole Foods or a health food store, and you're saying, hey, I'm buying the natural lotion, water, right?
I mean, oh, yeah.
Fluoride contains hormone disruptors, just because that's what's in water. You know, obviously, you know, who knows what else is in it, but yeah, you're right about that. So again, you have to look deeper than just buying your product at the health food store.
And the other thing, yeah, exactly. Even natural products, water is listed as probably the first ingredient. And then, you know, once you have water, then you need to have, there always has to be, if you're mixing water and oil, there has to be an emulsifier, and most emulsifiers are endocrine disruptors, or they're cancer causing. You also have to have preservatives, because, you know, bacteria can grow, and a preservative isn't put in a product to prevent bacteria growth once it's opened. It's put in there to prevent bacteria growth while it's sitting on a shelf. It just prolongs the shelf life. Most people don't realize once you open something, the contamination from the air can cause bacterial growth. So you really want to use your products within 6 months of when you're opening it. Mm. So that's another thing. And the other thing with water that I like to talk about is the fact that it doesn't actually get absorbed into your skin. It evaporates. And as it evaporates, it takes with it some of your natural oils and can break down that your first line of defense, which is your natural oil, which allows your natural biomes to grow to prevent some of the some of the overgrowth of bad bacteria, which can cause acne and other sources of skin inflammation. So that's another thing about water that people don't think about, is that it can actually destroy your natural bacteria on your skin, because it doesn't get absorbed. And as it's evaporating, it's taking with it moisture from inside. So it's actually dehydrating your skin. So it's really not doing anything good for your skin on the outside.
So your products don't have water in them.
Correct.
For that reason, and that's part of the point, right? Yeah, is the fact that there's two reasons. Number one, even if it's filtered water, even if it's a clean water source, it still creates that dehydration because of the evaporation. So there you go. That's something I just learned. It makes total sense because I understand the science behind it, but right. I never put it together. So thank you for that. Another good reason why your products actually work better or work, period. But okay, so here's my fear again. You know, I think, you know, I don't know how to penetrate this because I've had this conversation so many times and people have heard me lecture, you know, and yet they're not changing their products. So what is the number one thing that you can tell them to make the transition into, you know, and again, not just natural products, because as you just pointed out, not all natural products are created equal. And we can still talk about that, what differentiates your products from other natural products, but how do we get them to change? I mean, your story, yeah, I mean, that was your toxic source, right? And I can tell you from my experience that many women, you know, I see a lot of people who have a lot of unexplainable things, right?
Right.
And I'm telling you, if we don't eliminate this source, we can never balance their hormones. What can you tell them to motivate them?
So when I ditched my commercial skincare, you know, all of my anti-aging, I had acne. I was 40 years old and I had a forest of acne growing on my face that I couldn't get rid of. And I was terrified for the same reason all these women and anyone that you've talked to are worried about giving up their beauty products is because you're buying into what Big Cosmo is selling you. They're selling you beauty, but yet I was 40 years old and I was fighting acne for 20 years and it never got any better. But I kept going back to the beauty counter because they were selling me the idea of this is what you need. So I like to say that, you know, your cells are real and your body is made up of real cells and cells need nutrition. So you need micronutrients, you need macronutrients, and if you're not getting that, like whatever they're growing in a petri dish is not food for your cells. What your cells need is vitamins, minerals, nutrients, you know this, but all of those things that will help it to create another new cell when it's recreating or multiplying, and it can get rid of its own waste. It can detoxify. So, nice. What happened with me, I was terrified. I was so nervous to give up what I'd been using, but I did it anyway. And within 3 months, my acne was gone. It was gone. And I was astonished. My skin looked beautiful. My oiliness went away. And so I tried to reverse engineer what really happened. Why was my skin so good after 3 to 4 months of using oils and essential oils, as opposed to 20 years of putting things on my skin that was supposed to make me look younger and get rid of my acne and prevent aging? And it's because, like I said, your cells need real food, real nutrients in order to, you know, flourish, look good. Not only that, but your skin is made up of ceramides and all sorts of things inside of it that, when dehydrated from water and all these other toxic ingredients, it doesn't plump. It doesn't look healthy. It can't detoxify itself or get rid of waste. So you end up with skin conditions and you end up with wrinkles. Whereas the oils actually penetrate your skin, plump up your cells, feed your cells, and lo and behold, you end up with beautiful skin. So basically what I did was, as I started creating my products, I started creating the products that I really wanted. And as I was 40 years old, I wanted things that would help me look younger. So that's what I was creating. And that's what I think. You know, most women are afraid to give up what they're buying.
Well, you got their attention with how they look, right? And you know, that kind of makes me angry because dang it, it's like we should be able to get their attention with the fact that there's things called xenoestrogens in these, you know, cosmetic products. I mean, from makeup to just lotion to you name it, right? It's like your shampoos. I could go down the list.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, that means it mimics estrogen. We know it turns on genes that lead to obesity. You know, I mean, it's Look, when I read studies, oftentimes they're just rubbing these things on the skin on rats and animals, right? It's like, and because it's just easier, right? They can shave the hair off and rub things on it and they absorb it, and we can change the hormones of animals. It's changing your hormones.
Right.
That's the bigger reason why you need to change it. Yes, it leads to obesity, cancer, hormone disruption, all of it. I'm telling you, our number one in my five R's of how you fix a cell is removing the sources. And I'm telling you, this is a big one. You said something that got me really excited, because you said, get the cells to do what they're meant to do, and that's get rid of toxins, right? That's true cellular detox. You know, most people are downstream with different things, products, you know, that make them poop more, but rarely do we ever hear someone say what you just said. Get the cells to do what they should do, because that's it. You have
Well, you know, your body is made to normalize itself. It always wants to go back to normal. If you're a little alkaline, your body's going to adjust to be normal. Your skin is the same way. Your skin wants to be beautiful. And your gut wants to be normal. Everything tries to normalize. We are doing everything in our power to make ourselves unbalanced when we're using things that are not natural. You know, our cells don't like it. Our body is fighting to be normal, and the things that we're using are making it abnormal. So,
Yeah. Matter of fact, I would argue it's like, you're right. It's called homeostasis, and
right.
This is a point where it's there. We call it, there's a limitation to matter, meaning, let's just talk your skin or an organ, right? That it's trying to find balance, because that's where health is, perfect balance. It's trying to find balance, and you poison it so much that it's done. There's a limitation to the matter. And that's when, you know, we're out in there getting things cut off, you know, that it's reached that point. Don't reach the point, you know, make a change. So Meredith, I know you have some questions, because you're a girl. How hard was it, Meredith? I know Meredith doesn't wear the bad stuff, but Meredith, how hard was it for you?
It's a transition, and there was a transition, but it's definitely education is where it starts as well. And shows like this and products like yours, and just doing what you're doing, Trina, to advocate and to get this information out there to men and women, to just wake up and start to read the ingredient labels. So I think that's definitely where it starts. And it's been a journey for me as well. I've been in the natural health world since about 2010. But it's, you know, it didn't totally happen overnight. In some ways it did with the food, but in other ways, I think a lot of us, it's easy to change our diet and to exercise more. But for some people too, it's like, oh my gosh, well, changing all of my cleaning products and my makeup, and people get overwhelmed. So I think for some people, it is a process, and that's okay as long as they're getting educated and starting to make changes. My question though, to start, which I have a number, but I thought it was such a great point how you brought up that water is the first ingredient in so many of these, even natural products that we use, which I'm thinking, I'm going to go look at some of my natural products as well and see about water. I hadn't thought of that, so it was just such a great point. But I'm wondering if there are other specific ingredients to look out for, especially in our natural products, because a lot of our viewers and listeners are already pretty dialed in with diet and exercise and doing a lot of the strategies that Dr. Pompa suggests. But are there other ingredients that are in a lot of natural products that we should be looking out for?
You know, one of them that really surprises me that's still in a lot of natural products is fragrance. When you read fragrance, yeah, I know it's loaded, isn't it? Yeah. That's just a loaded bomb. Fragrance can be, it's a trade secret. It's a known, you know, it's companies can put fragrance listed on their ingredient, and they don't have to disclose what makes up that fragrance. And basically what it is a vat of around 3,500 chemicals, and most of them are cancer causing. They can cause allergies. So, you know, if you ever put something on and you start to get allergy symptoms like runny nose or watery eyes, it could possibly be related to your skincare. But there are also endocrine disruptors, neurotoxins. And so that one, you know, that blows my mind when I see a natural product and it's still, fragrance is still listed on there.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I like to tell people, you know, to start thinking, changing your thinking of your skincare is, I've said before, is your skincare making you fat, sick, and forgetful? Because those are the things that your skincare can be doing. The fat comes from the endocrine disruptor. Your thyroid's part of your endocrine system. And if you're using products that contain endocrine disruptors, it could be malfunctioning or causing your thyroid to not function normally. And your thyroid is what is responsible for your metabolism. So it could be making you fat, can be making you sick because there's cancer-causing things. Forgetful has to do with the aluminum that's in deodorants, the antiperspirants. You know, they found aluminum, the aluminum in the brains of Alzheimer's. And so,
by the way, you know, with the overexposure to a chemical called glyphosate being sprayed on all of our food, by the way, unavoidable, 60% of the rainfall, right? Well, glyphosate is shown to actually increase the aluminum and the heavy metals that we're exposed to into our brain. So we know it's this, you know, combination that really is driving a lot of dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, even conditions such as autism. It's making everything worse. So, you know, you got to avoid these things.
And I know natural products seem like they're more expensive. So I know there's always that fear of it's going to be more expensive. But you also have to consider, you know, when you look at the size of some of my products, people are put off by the size of them. But you have to remember that there's no water. There's no water in them. So they're 100% concentrated. And if I took a product off the shelf and took the water out, it would probably be so much smaller than what I have to offer, because the water can be up to 90%. What you're actually buying could only be 1 or 2% of the active ingredient, the reason you're purchasing that product. So you really have to be in tune with what you're putting on. And you, like you said, it's the overexposure.
Yeah. I tell you, I love the one it's the pump and it has like the cocoa bean in it. I love the fact that it smells like that, you know, and it just, oh my gosh. I mean, it moisture. I still have it. I've used it for like months.
Oh know? Yeah. Cause you don't need much.
Yeah, no, I love the vitamin C serum. And I even, you had a gum serum that I used on a sensitive spot that like fixed it. So yeah, I just absolutely love your product. Where do you start? Like, let's talk about like, okay, I'm somebody watching this right now. Like, what products do I replace? And then show me your product that replaces it. In other words, start here. Let's replace these three things or these five things, you know, from the most toxic all the way down. And then and tell me your product.
So one of the things people don't really think about, and it's a very simple, it's what most people, when they find me, one of the first things or my most popular product that people start with is my tooth powder, which replaces, and here's this is the tooth powder right here. This is a 1 month supply. So it looks really, really tiny, but you really only need a tiny bit. And it's powder, so there's 100% concentrated ingredients. It's made with clay, and clay not only cleans your teeth, but it also has the minerals in it that your teeth actually need to stay strong. So it can actually reverse cavities or help heal cavities. I have a whole webinar that I do about dental health because it's so amazing. What we're brushing our teeth with contains not only, I mean, it's just toxic. So it's got, you know, triclosan, it's got toxic, it's got sweeteners in it and SLS, all sorts of toxic ingredients. It might be cleaning your teeth, but it's probably also destroying your natural oral biome. So you're not protecting yourself. You get an overgrowth of bad bacteria. Not only do you end up with, you know, dental caries, but you can also end up with bad breath and all sorts of things. So the tooth powder replaces that. That's probably the easiest switch and it makes a huge difference. The clay contains the minerals that your teeth need. It cleans your teeth. It also whitens your teeth and it detoxifies. Clay will actually pull toxins out of your gum tissue and your teeth. So that's probably one of the best products to start with. The other product that people use every day, deodorant. This is the black deodorant. It's made with charcoal.
Yeah. My son loves that stuff. He said, "That's the only natural stuff that I actually works." That's what he said.
Yeah. You can see it's black. It's actually black. It's got charcoal, and the charcoal actually absorbs 200 times its weight in water. So charcoal is really, and it detoxifies, it pulls toxins. So if you're using something that has aluminum in it or an antiperspirant, you're actually preventing sweat from happening. And there's some issues with that because your sweat not only helps to regulate your body temperature, but it also helps to get rid of toxins. That's your body's natural way of purging toxins. If you're not going to get rid of toxins, they're going to go someplace else in your system and can cause more damage someplace else. So you really don't want to prevent sweating. So you want to get rid of your antiperspirant and replace it with something that's natural. You will sweat. Your body will adjust and not sweat quite as much after 2 or 3 weeks, but you don't want to prevent sweating. You don't have to stink, but you do want to sweat.
Awesome. Yeah. So those two things. And then, you know, I know that I was just reminded, someone just sent me something the other day, and it was on PEG, which is in most skincare products, right?
Right.
And it was that it leads to breast cancer. And I'm just kind of like, I was trying to find it. But it's a petroleum-based product. It's called polyethylene glycols.
Yep.
And they are known to cause cancer. They are increased breast cancer risk. They're harmful to the skin and damage open wounds. I mean, it goes on and on about the danger of this stuff. And it's hard to find a product without it in.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, we're putting this stuff on our skin. And we know. That's what drives me nuts. These things are known to cause these things like cancer, endocrine disruptor. You know, they're known to do that. And yet we willingly are putting these things on our skin, or maybe not willingly. We just don't know that's what we're doing. But now that you know, you know, once I knew these things, I could never go back. I was like, you know, what am I doing? Now that I know that these things cause issues, especially for kids, you know, I this all happened because of a miscarriage for me. And that's my big, you know, I always focus on the kids, and, you know, they're growing up in a day where, you know, if they could be polluted, if you want to call it that, from day one of conception, you know,
you say that they are.
They really are. And we wonder why kids they have so many struggles, you know, starting so young. And it's possibly because of the way we're polluting our bodies. And, you know, I just feel so bad for the kids. So I've always said, I really feel like skincare should have warnings on it. You know, it's one of the only, things that you can buy that doesn't have warnings. There should be warnings on it that says, do not use if you're trying to prevent cancer. Do not use if you're trying to conceive. You know, if it's got endocrine disruptors, do not use if you don't want to get obese, be obese. You know, I think that really skincare should carry warning labels, warnings.
Boy. Absolutely. Meredith, more questions.
So I'm just curious, Trina, too, if we can just step back a little bit from how you went when you were looking at that bottle of lotion and realizing the toxic ingredients to now having this amazing array of products. Like, what was kind of the sequence of events, and how did that go as far as finding the right ingredients for specific formulas and just kind of the sequence of events there?
Some of them I stumbled upon by mistake. So I make an acne serum it's got cayenne pepper in it. And I was going to bed one night. I had a muscle serum that I made that had cayenne pepper and menthol in it. And I had a juicy zit growing on the side of my chin. And I thought it was going to be one of those big cystic ones. So I thought, I wonder what cayenne pepper does to a zit. So I grabbed some of my muscle serum and I put it on my zit and I went to bed. And the next morning, yeah, and it burned. It stung. But it, for the first time in my 20-some years with a zit, first time I was like, oh my gosh, it feels like it's doing something. So I went to bed. I got up the next morning to go for a run, and I walked by the mirror and I had to stop and like do a double take. That zit was gone. Like, there was nothing there. And so while I'm running, I'm trying to reverse engineer what happened. And I realized that cayenne pepper really does for your skin exactly what it does when you eat it. It increases the heat, increases blood flow. And as it increases blood flow, it's increasing oxygen and nutrients, and it's cleaning it out. It's anti-inflammatory, it's antimicrobial, antibacterial, and it's it's just decreasing redness and all of that. So I went back to the drawing board and I created what's now Banish Blemish Serum, which can almost heal a zit overnight, or it greatly reduces a zit, you know, very quickly. But it, I put in it the cayenne pepper because it increases the blood flow, it decreases inflammation, decreases redness, and then a bunch of essential oils that speed healing and speed cell regeneration and just are so nutritious to your skin. So what happens is you no longer end up with this dry zit. It heals very quickly because it's oil-based, so it's not going to dry out, and it's going to heal from the inside very quickly. So that's one of the ways. The other ways that I created my so my tooth powder I created because my daughter at the age of 2 had a molar, a defect in her molar. It was a natural cavity. And when the dentist told me that that tooth wasn't even going to last a year, I said, I don't agree with that. I got to figure something out. So that's when I realized how bad toothpaste is. And that's when I threw my toothpaste in the garbage and said, I got to find something different. And that's when I found clay contains the exact minerals in the exact form, because you have to have the ion form in order to get back into your tooth. And I created it with 3 different clays because the 3 different clays have the different minerals that your teeth need. She's now 9 years old and that tooth is still intact. So, I created every product for myself, trying to, you know, I wanted a safe version for me and my kids. Something that I felt comfortable that if they got into my, you know, cosmetics or my anything, that they were okay. And I make makeup too, which is, I'm probably the only makeup company out there that actually makes makeup that doesn't use the colors from mineral makeup. Sounds like it's safe and healthy. Unfortunately, they have to wash the minerals with toxins, chemicals. Wow. So mineral makeup itself is more of a marketing ploy than a healthy alternative. So when I created makeup, because, you know, I was 41 years old and going to work and thought there's no way I'm going without makeup for long. So I had to hurry up and figure something out. So I started making it with food. So I started using, so my makeup is clay based and then the color comes from food like spirulina or beets or cranberries. So my beetberry blush has clay, but the color comes from beets and cranberries and it's completely healthy.
Wow, that's impressive. Your product line is spot on. I mean, it's remarkable, you know, what you've done.
I'm a girl. I want products. Like, I didn't want to give it up.
You'll become really resourceful when you have to give up something regarding beauty. And look at you.
When you throw it in the trash and you have no choice but to create it, you figure it out very quickly.
That's exactly true. Everyone else, that's the thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, thank you.
Well, where can we, you know, how can people get the products? Where can they see the product list? You know, so they can, I know, Meredith, you can probably help them with that because we carry the products, but.
Primal Life
Organic. I can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if you're interested, yeah, in checking out all the products that we're talking about. And I have one more question that I want to delve into as well. But if you're watching, you can't wait anymore. I really want to try your makeup for sure. It's getorganicskincare.com. And Trina super generously offered, if you wanted to try her dental starter kit, which is one of the most popular items she sells, the tooth powder she was talking about, I'm really excited to try that as well. If you enter coupon code CHTV, so that's CHTV, short for Cellular Healing TV, at checkout, you can get $10 off the dental starter kit. So thank you so much, Trina, for your offer for our viewers. And just wanted to add on too, before we were we got online, you said that you make some products specifically for women while they're pregnant. And because I know that's clearly close to your heart, having had the miscarriage, that being part of your story. So how did you choose those specific pregnancy specific products? Because I had never heard of other pregnancy specific skincare products out there like yours.
Yeah. So my products obviously have no toxins. So my biggest concern with pregnancy is obviously the development of that baby. Being a nurse and having worked in L&D, I really fight for those little ones. And what I was concerned about, or still am concerned about, is when you buy something off a shelf, it's got all of the ingredients that we were talking about, like petroleum and phthalates and parabens and all those things that can cause issues. So I really felt that, I really feel that pregnancy, you should avoid most of those products when you're pregnant. So when I created my pregnancy line, I don't use any of those ingredients, but being natural doesn't mean there are some things that aren't safe for pregnancy. So when I created some of my products, I created pregnancy formulas and I omit the essential oils and oils that are not recommended during pregnancy. So I tell people if you're trying to conceive and you know you're going to try to conceive within 6 months, switch to pregnancy formula, you know, when you're trying to conceive, and then through pregnancy, use the pregnancy formula because those essential oils and oils are omitted and it's only pregnancy safe oils and essential oils that are in there. So they're very nourishing. They're all filled with, you know, micronutrients, good for you and your baby's brain. So
yeah. Awesome. What are some of the essential oils that we should avoid while we're pregnant? I just am curious.
Carrot seed is one of them, and that has to do with the vitamin A content. And most likely, you know, if you're using something that has carrot seed in it and you're pregnant, most likely the amount in there is okay. However, I omit it because you just don't know how much vitamin A you're getting from other sources. So that's part of the problem. I think myrrh is the other one. I always get frankincense and myrrh because I usually put them together, but I think myrrh is the other one you want to avoid during pregnancy. Most of them have to do with now the vitamin A is during the first trimester. You want to avoid it. After that, it's not so bad. It can cause birth defects is what the problem is with vitamin A. Too much vitamin A can cause birth defects. After that, you're usually okay. The baby's developed. But most of the other essential oils have to do with uterine contractions. So it can stimulate your uterus to contract. So that's why you want to avoid those. Usually I tell people if you're around 36 weeks and you're reordering, you're okay to use the regular formula just because you're past that point. And everything should be fine. Baby's developed and all that. So usually around, and everything's safe during breastfeeding. That's, you know, all of my products are safe during breastfeeding. It's just the pregnancy is just for strictly the pregnancy period.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I love the thought and just the intention and the care and the love that you've clearly poured into all of these products. It's just amazing and can't wait to try them. And all of you go to getorganicskincare.com to try them out. And Trina, we like to end the show by asking our guest experts their three key takeaways for our viewers and listeners to improve their cellular health. So what do you say to that question?
I say read your labels and look for water. If you remember one thing, just look for water and notice whether it is purified or not purified and then make your decision there. Also, is your skincare making you fat, sick, and forgetful? Don't forget about that because there's a lot of things in there that can cause a lot of harm. And I think the next thing that I would say would be to brush your teeth with dirt and try the Dirty Mouth Tooth Powder.
Love it.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much, Trina, for joining us on Cellular Healing TV. And thank you, Dr. Pompa, as always. And thank you, listeners and viewers, for tuning in. And oh my gosh, I know I learned so much. Please share this this episode with your friends, with your family, anybody you know who is using those toxic skincare products and may not be making that connection if they're having different health challenges and just not putting all the pieces together. So I learned a ton. So thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Dr. Pompa.
You're welcome. Thank you. Love your products. Bye.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.